Today, eye-wateringly high energy bills are coming. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World Notice Post, covering finance and private news with a distinctively Australian flavour. I got my electricity bill today, and in fact, I'd used 20% less electricity compared with the last quarter, but my bill was 19% higher. And looking at it, it's going to go higher still. But if you thought that was bad, spare a thought for households in Great Britain who face a leap in energy bills from October after the regulator there raised the energy price cap, taking the average gas and electricity bill to £3,549 a year. In a blow for hard-pressed consumers already struggling with soaring inflation, Ofgem approved the £1,578 increase on the current figure of £1,971 for the average dual fuel tariff. That's a rise of 80%. The cap will be almost treble what it was a year earlier last October, when it was raised to £1,277. The announcement comes as households attempt to budget for a tough winter. Soaring energy bills have fueled rampant inflation, which breached 10% last month, and is forecast by some economists to climb to 18% from January. Ofgem said it will not give projections for the next price cap change, which will be in January, because the market remains too volatile, but warned that prices could get significantly worse through 2023. The new cap will affect 24 million households, about 85% of the population. That 24 million number includes about 4.5 million prepayment meter customers who will pay on average an additional £59 a year. Ofgem's announcement will pile further pressure on the UK government to urgently introduce further measures to help households this winter. The victor in the Tory leadership contest between Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak is expected to announce a plan shortly after the race's conclusion on the 5th of September. Jonathan Brearley, the chief executive of Ofgem, said, "We know the massive impact this price cap increase will have on households across Britain and the difficult decisions customers will now have to make. I talk to customers regularly, and I know that today's news will be very worrying for many." Brearley said Russia's invasion of Ukraine and reduction of gas supplies to Europe had driven the rise in wholesale gas prices. He said that had left Ofgem no choice but to reflect cost increases in the price cap. And he added, "The government support package is delivering help right now, but it's clear the new Prime Minister will need to act further to tackle the impact of the price rises that are coming in October and the next year. We're working with ministers, consumer groups and industry on a set of options for the incoming Prime Minister that will require urgent action." Brearley told BBC Radio 4's Today programme that the truth is this is beyond the capacity of the regulator and the industry to address. He said the next Prime Minister needs to act urgently and decisively to tackle the situation. The Ofgem boss said winter gas prices were 15 times higher than normal conditions and were equivalent to paying £400 to £500 to fill up a car with petrol. He advised people struggling with their bills to contact their energy company proactively. A government spokesperson said the civil service was making the appropriate preparations in order to ensure that any additional support or commitments on cost of living can be delivered as quickly as possible when the new Prime Minister is in place. The consumer champion Martin Lewis called on the next Prime Minister to announce a new package as soon as possible. He said, "We must hope that when they have someone in place, they will come up with a robust, firm, strong policy that we can all get behind that feeds people and heats people so that we don't have people dying because of these price caps this winter. That's what my fingers are crossed tightly for." The price cap is not a maximum bill a household can be charged and merely sets a limit on standing charges and the price that can be charged per unit, so bills could be even higher for above-average energy users. Lewis said there was nothing stopping somebody from paying £10,000 a year. Isaac Delestre, a research economist at the Institute for Fiscal Studies think tank, pointed out the new cap meant typical bills for this financial year will be 27% higher than what had been expected when the last support package was announced back in May. The £3,549 benchmark will take effect from 1 October 2022, but Ofgem says it is possible some suppliers may begin increasing direct debits before this date to spread the cost. The price cap was introduced in 2019 in an effort to protect customers from being ripped off. However, rising household gas costs caused a string of energy suppliers to go bust as they were squeezed by the cap, unable to pass those costs on to customers. And earlier this month, the energy regulator confirmed the cap will be reviewed quarterly rather than every 6 months. Ofgem said the change would allow it to adjust much more quickly to volatility in the market. The next cap will be introduced in January, when it's feared that bills could reach as high as £5,000, and some industry watchers have questioned whether the cap is viable in the long term. Now, that, of course, is over there, but coming back to Australia, we are also exposed to the rising cost of gas, as I discussed in a couple of recent shows. I'll put the links below. And if you want to understand why that's the case and the policy failures behind it, go back and watch those shows again, because it's important to understand that we here in Australia are also going to see our energy prices rising considerably, especially down the East Coast, in the next year or so, because we are directly exposed to the international price of gas. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.